We very well could get carried away on a Wild Card Wednesday.
It's KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
All to get you its passes to the brand new opening Friday F1 movie starring Brad Pitt. And let's go along with it, Kroger gas card to fill you up. On a Wild Card Wednesday, we need our Hank fan contestant number 9. I do believe we have them. Hello, good morning. Who's this? Where are you?
Chip from Arlington.
How are
Hello.
We, Chip? How is Arlington on a lovely little Wednesday morning?
Humid.
Yes, that's
Balmy.
Unfortunate.
But I just got off work, so I'm getting ready to go to bed.
Very good. All right. Mm-hmm. Chip, an overnighter, what do you do?
I actually work at Lockheed.
Excellent. And you're about to go to sleep, so this is, you're just going to miss the rest of the show, aren't you? Just, like it never happened.
I'm really sorry. I try to listen as much as I can on my way home.
That's okay. They always do our complete
does what
show.
He can.
They do our complete show replay. First of all, on Hank AM, they'll replay the show.
Do they?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
They have no actual other content other
That's
than
fantastic.
Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
And then our KB and Heather Lee everyday replay, 92.1HankFM.com. Free plug. But you right now, since you're up and awake and still unconscious, are Hank fan number 9.
Woo!
Yeah. All right, here. All right, it's a Wild Card Wednesday, so Chip, this could go anywhere. Could be a Do What We Say. That's always fun. Could be a Will of Voices song bong. We'd need another contestant for that. Or the something else. Are you ready for the 4th of July coming up there, Chip?
I'm very ready.
Are you a fireworker? I mean, are you a amateur pyro?
I mean, it's technically illegal in Arlington. Mm. So I'm going to go to Lake Granbury with my buddy.
Where it is still illegal, but that's fine.
That's yeah.
good. It's good.
If but he's in Granbury, so no
house.
One's going to notice.
Do it,
not my
do,
house.
Do it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chip.
Keep that racket down there.
What we're going to do here, it's a little in the vein of a That Ain't My Twitty, okay? We're going to give you 3 names of fireworks that are on the market. 3 names of fireworks that are actually on the market that you could purchase.
Oh.
In fact, the fireworks stands opened up, I believe, yesterday, I want to say, for the state of Texas.
I think they did because they were going off outside my daughter's window
there you
last
go.
Night.
Yep. Okay, all right, so here it is. We're going to give you 3 possible names of fireworks here. 2 of them are actual products that you can buy. The other is one we've made up. If you could tell us which one is not an actual firework name, you win. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, it's Know Your Fireworks here. The safety first. Actually, free stuff first. Safety second.
Knowing the name makes them safer?
All right, Chip. Okay. Let's make sure we have all the appendages after we're done with this. All right.
You know, you say that. I'm actually missing fingers.
Well.
See.
Now
what
I
you
feel,
did. You broke this.
Now I
KB.
Feel bad.
Thanks.
And guilty.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
We now turn to Harvey Paul for the weather.
I mean, it's not like he works on America's defense all day long to protect you and IKB.
I work at night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really,
all night long. See?
I really
even
yeah.
worse.
Well, man, Chip, you better win, okay? You better win.
I'm hoping.
I'm going to have to donate to some foundation or something here in a minute. Okay, all right. Chip, here are your 3 possible firework names, which is not an actual firework. Number 1. Laser kitties.
Laser kitties.
Laser kitties.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
Okay.
Number 2. Bunker busters.
Bunker busters.
Or number 3. Unicorn puke.
Unicorn puke.
Unicorn puke.
Dear.
Unicorn.
You won't hear Harvey Paul announcing any of these words or sentences on his
podcast.
Which is the fake firework?
Because of the headlines and the weird names of fireworks out there, I'm going to lean with Bunker Buster.
Bunker Buster.
You don't want a firework going in the ground. You want it going in the air.
Number 2. Do you at least have 2 fingers? Never mind.
That's enough out of you.
Well, now I'm curious.
You respect Chip.
There's a story here that we need to get. All right, all right.
There's a reason I'm called Chip.
So, all right. Oh, Bunker Busters, you're saying, is the fake firework name. Survey says... You are correct, Chip! You are correct. Laser kitties very much does exist. And actually, I think that's something Jeff Bezos is inventing for his wedding. And then also a unicorn puke. Yes, it's a big kind of sparkler thing.
I was going to say, it paints a picture.
There you are for America.
That's wonderful.
You've got it here. That's a Wild Card Wednesday, and it's all about Chip.
Yeah, thank you.
And now go to sleep.
And you go think about what you did.
I know. I feel bad.